So there is this idea that things like person, space, and time actually bound things and limit them. And as they are removed, then things become more expansive and applicable. So in logopraxis, we've worked with this in the past, as we spent a year on and off working with this idea of removing person. How do we bring that into the way we meet, so that universals get to be expressed more openly and thereby being able to benefit more people or everyone in the group? So if I just limit what I bring to myself, and that's all we do, we just talk about ourselves and how it works for us, and it becomes more difficult, if you like, to pick up on what is universally applicable, because what happens is that every person that's in the group, I have some sort of mental image formed of them, and I may form certain impressions about them. And then as they share, it could be that I might respond with, oh, but that's them. That's not my, or the situation they describe. It could be something that's pretty unique to them. But if we're listening to remove person, place, time, and space, what we're looking for is what sits behind their experience. What's the principle being illustrated? Because if we can draw that out, then we have something everybody can use, because universal principles apply across the board. They're not something that is limited to any one individual. So in the first round, we are able to bring our experience, and there's things of person, place, and time in that. But as we listen to that, as a listener, we're trying to remove the ideas of person, place, and time so that we can extract the essence of what's being said in terms of a universal principle. And that's what we bring in round two. So that's how we practice trying to remove person, and which is why also we haven't done so much lately, but discourage the use of personal names in referring to what's been said. So we don't say, I heard so-and-so say this or whatever it happens to be. Like, we leave the name out, leave the personal stuff out, and just concentrate on what was said, because we're listening really to what the Lord is saying, not to what each individual is saying. So in the same way as we approach the text with an effort to remove person, place, time, and space, we try to do that when we're listening to each other as well, so that we're in the same practice as we are when we're actually working directly with the text. And that, of course, brings us into state, out of things and into states of life as our focus.